Dublin.
90.3.
This is Near FM. A huge welcome to the programme to regular contributor and all-around good guy, Paul Hayes, Education Coordinator from the Northside Partnership. Good morning, Paul.
Hiya, Tony. How are you keeping?
I am keeping exceptionally well. And a very, very special welcome to Chloe Kennedy, who is a Challenger graduate and winner of the Larkin O'Hibbon Award. I think I got that one right, did I?
I believe so.
First of all, Chloe, I'll come to you in a second, Paul. But first of all, Chloe, tell me about the award and what it has meant to you. And tell me about the Challenger programme and how you were interacted with it.
Okay, yeah. As part of the Challenger programme, I joined when I was in fifth class. You do your interview in fifth class and then you start your actual activities in sixth class. And then from sixth class all the way up to 6 years, there's tons of different activities, grinds, academic support, tons of different things that as students you might need.
And Chloe, an important question, and I know I asked this question to somebody last year who was involved in the Challenger program, or even maybe earlier this year, but anecdotally now, without naming names or anything like that, would there have been people in your year or that you knew who didn't engage with the program? And what I'd be interested to see is how you thought that you were more, maybe had progressed further and were in a better place than they were.
Oh, yeah. I went to a school in Donegal, and out of my year, I think there was only two of us who were part of the Challenger programme. So out of 100 and something and out of us in the year, there was only two of us who were actually part of the Challenger programme because we joined sixth class. And, for exam years, for instance, we had grinds provided to us for literally little to no money, which was a huge help. And then as well, if when coming up to your old time and filling out the CAO forms and Susie Grant and all that sort of forms and all the new stuff that you have to get ready for college, the Challenger program is always there to go, oh, do you need a hand? We're here. So in that way, we were, as part of the Challenger programme, we were greatly benefited because we had people there to help or give support to us.
Paul, I'm going to bring you in now as the Education Coordinator at the Northside Partnership, because you and I have spoken before about the Challenger programme, and indeed we have met on several occasions in the old world prior to the new arrangements, where you would be running education seminars and recruitment seminars and all that sort of stuff. And put the meat on the bones for the listeners this morning, Paul, about the Challenger programme, what it is, how people get involved. And again, I mean, to revert back to Chloe there, it's quite obvious from listening to her that the benefits of this are absolutely huge.
Yeah, massive, Tony, I have to say. The Challenger Programme, just to give you a bit of a background to it, the Challenger Programme was set up in 1995, Tony, and it was kind of set up as a way to kind of tackle the underrepresentation of young people in third-level education, kind of from the Dublin 17 and the Dublin 5 areas. Way back in 1995, there was very few young people going on to third-level education. And I suppose the Northside Partnership and my colleagues who worked in the Northside Partnership had the foresight at that point to set up a programme that helped support young people who wanted to progress to education and wanted to further themselves. And the Challenger programme was set up to set up interventions in each year of their kind of schooling from sixth class to sixth year in order to help support them with some of these kind of, I'm not going to say obstacles, but I'm going to say kind of educational milestones in order to support them with that. So, like, say, for example, we would help young people to transition from sixth class to second year. We would help prepare the young people for their junior certificate. We help give the young people grounds for their leaving certificate. And that, in essence, what it was about. You know, it was to help to support young people from around the Dublin 17, Dublin 5 areas to progress to third level education and to get around any of these obstacles that kind of presented itself for themselves or for their families, you know.
Paul, can I just ask in relation to that, because this is, as you know, we know another a long time, like, this is, education is a particular hobby horse of mine, because I think there is, it's one of the only ways that I actually know how people can, number one, I suppose, advance themselves in life in probably materialistic way, if I'm honest about it. But number two, and I think far more importantly, education is probably the only way I know that people can actually achieve their full potential in life. So with that in mind, Paul, have we figures now to show the difference in relation to, we'll say, prior to Challenger, how many from the area was going on to third level, and now with the benefit of Challenger, has that percentage increased? Because you and I both know, Paul, and it's no secret that, you know, the average percentage for people in the area, or indeed in any what are called underprivileged or deprived areas, is shocking going forward into third level.
Yeah, very much so, Donny. Challenger programme has made a big difference, so it has, Donny. If you think of it, each year we take on 40 new students, so we do, in order to support them with interventions throughout their time in school in order to help support them to progress to third level education. Or even to other alternatives, Donny, like say, for example, apprenticeships. A lot of our young people in the Challenger programme go on to do apprenticeships, or some even take up kind of post-leaving cert courses, you know. But the great thing about it is that we would continue to support them when they're on them programmes in order to encourage them to consider a third level education in the future. So it might not necessarily happen straight away for a young person, but it does, you know, as they gradually progress through their kind of educational and they gain more confidence in the skills, they get to, again, they get support from the Northside Partnership in order to get around some of the different obstacles present themselves to getting back to third level education and to help support them with that journey. Definitely, I know that we have done numerous surveys down through the years, and like last year this year, 40 young people that had got supports through the grinds for the Leaving Cert this year and are hopefully going to be sitting their Leaving Cert or have set their Leaving Cert over this last few weeks, and hopefully then will continue to engage with the Northside Partnership in order to progress to third level education or PLC courses or apprenticeships. The great thing, I suppose, about it is now that there is a vast array of options available to young people, and especially in the North Dublin area, Donny. There is some fantastic colleges of further education, you know, like Clonsilic or Doorstep, like Colchester College, Grange Community College, you know, and then on to universities like DCU. There is fantastic options available to young people, and I suppose it's helping the young person with that kind of stepping stone process in order to get to where they want to get to. And the Challenger programme has kind of, I suppose, over the years has helped support the young people with that.
And Paul, just, you mentioned there, I think twice you mentioned it, the obstacles that are in the young people's way. Can you just, again, anecdotally, without, you know, going into details where people might be known, like, yeah, what would some of these obstacles be that wouldn't exist in other places?
Well, say, for example, there, Donny, like, we would offer Challenger grinds to Junior Cert and to Leaving Cert students. And this year, we were, you know, with the kind of restrictions regarding COVID and stuff, all the classes took place through Zoom, so they did. So, like, but we offered kind of grinds from kind of November time right to their Leaving Cert, 3 nights a week, for kind of in maths, English, Irish, French. You know, there was a plethora of subjects that we offered supports for the Leaving Cert and Junior Cert students, so we did. So that, in essence, that is one plus there, so it is that the students, you know, they don't have any kind of extra costs they have to pay in order to access them grinds, so they don't. And I have to say, our teachers that we had this year were fantastic. They were able to support their students through the work and give them that extra support or extra helping hand just to need them, just to guide them in the right direction in order to support them, say, for example, with their French orals or their Irish orals or, you know, other different aspects of exams that they had to take part in this year. But I suppose one of the great things as well about the Challenger programme is as well that we have a number of different support funds that we help the Challenger students whenever they're thinking about progressing to college. So say, for example, if some of the students or applying for college or having difficulty with the registration charge for a post-leaving cert course. And some of these charges for the College of Further Education can be pretty hefty, you know, depending on the course and depending on the cost and all. But, the Challenger Programme has a fund there that can help kind of step into that space and help support that student with some of them extra costs. So it is. There is some great state support, Johnny, or Donny, like the Susie Grant, but they only go so far. So the likes of the Challenger Programme can kind of step into that space and help support with the extra costs on access and education.
And Chloe, can I come back to you for a second? Paul is talking there about grinds and about, you know, which to me now, as somebody who left the education system behind that you were involved in a long time ago, to me that sounds like extra work, extra class, extra learning. But number one, I suppose, did you enjoy your experience on the Challenger Programme? And the other thing, and I suppose the far more important question, what are you doing now?
Oh, 100% I enjoyed it. I've always trying to push myself in my academics because I would be the first person to go straight from secondary school into college in my family. So it was always a big thing of...
Hello, Chloe, are you still with me?
And panic. And with having the grinds there, people think it's extra classes, but it's really going over and preparing you for the exams and what you're going to be looking at. And it was a huge help. Like, massive help. And people don't really realise, like, these supports are there for you to support you, like, from getting you from sixth class all the way to sixth year and doing your best possible you can. I was lucky enough to get into my first choice of course in Maynooth this year, and I'm getting my results tomorrow morning on whether I've passed or not, and fingers crossed I can go on into second year in law and criminology. And you know, I wouldn't be here if I didn't have Challenger.
Well, that is some testimony to it, and the very best of luck, and I have no doubt that your exam results will be exemplary, Chloe, and the
best
best of luck with that, and indeed with your future. And you know, you're a shining example of what the Challenger Programme can produce. Speaking of Chloe, Paul, getting her exam results tomorrow, and I'm sure you'll join me in wishing her well with those. You have a little function to perform tonight as well, I think. You're gone all technical on me now. You're going on Zoom.
Very much so, Donna. Tonight is the Challenger graduation. Each year we hold the graduation, so we do to kind of celebrate our, you know, coming to the end of the academic year, I suppose, and celebrating our sixth-year students who are progressing on to the next step in their journey in their education. I suppose we like to kind of mark it each year, so we do, and highlight some of the kind of the real positives that have gone on the Challenger Programme. And I suppose this year the whole programme has kind of been evolved around Zoom, I suppose, you know, so we're holding the graduation through Zoom this evening as well.
And Paul, I suppose very, very important, and before I ask you this question, I must preface it by saying that these interviews will be put up on our podcast, the Listen Again service, so if you miss any of the details, you can get them there, and there'll be web links and everything to take you. Part of a new feature actually on our Listen Again is that we're including web links now, so you can go, it'll take you straight to the organisation that you're interested in. But Paul, who can participate, and how can a parent or a child get involved, sign up and benefit the way Chloe has?
Yeah, Tony, look, each year we recruit a new kind of cohort of sixth class students, and each year we take on 40 new students from kind of five local primary schools, so we do. So Our Lady Immaculate in Darndale, St Joseph's Bonnybrook, St Francis in Prayerswood, Scull Ada and Scull Fersha in Kilmore West. So we take 40 students from them kind of five primary schools, so we do, each year. And I suppose, like, the Challenger coordinator is a girl called Jeanette Burns, and she does a Trojan amount of work she does throughout the year, but she would go around the different primary schools, and we also have like a committee that would kind of have representatives from each primary schools on that committee. So we organise kind of the recruitment process each year where we are encouraging young people in sixth class to engage in Challenger, to come along, to to get the supports, you know, in order to help support them with their progression in education. And I suppose, like, each year we kind of recruit in around, kind of, we start recruitment as soon as the academic calendar kind of starts again in September, kind of mid-September, October time. This is the time that Jeanette would be finding around the primary schools, trying to link in with the new sixth class and try and explain to them exactly what Challenger is about and what would be involved in the process of getting recruited to the Challenger programme. It's not arduous. It's pretty straightforward. So it is. We're very keen to support as many students as we can. Each year we have like a reserve list as well, Donnie. So if say if a student, and we get inundated with requests each year, if a student isn't kind of lucky enough to get in the first kind of cohort, we're still very keen for them to come along, because we could maybe engage with them in the future, so we could, in order to help support them if they're thinking about their educational progression. So that's kind of the essence of how the Challenger Programme recruitment kind of works, you know. But we're very keen to kind of support any of the young people around the area, Danny. Like, we're very keen to kind of support families. And one of the things as well about the Challenger Programme, Danny, is that tonight as well, the parents of our current sixth class students, they actually took part in a 10-week programme as well to help support them. It's a programme called the STEPS programme. So it's a programme that we run each year through a lady called Adrienne Hayes from the Pacific Institute. Fantastic programme, so it is. But again, the parents will also graduate this evening with a certificate, so they will. And it's great because it kind of creates a kind of community feeling around the Challenger programme to help support the young people when they're progressing in their education. So it does. So the parents will graduate actually this evening as well, so which is great.
Chloe, can I come back to you for a second, please? I presume that you would not only probably endorse the Challenger programme, but you would probably go out of your way to promote it now at this stage, seeing as you have seen the practical hands-on benefit of it.
Oh, of course, yeah. My sister is currently in fourth year, and a lot of people think, oh, yeah, I'm fourth year, just kind of a DOS year. She has not stopped Zoom every single week doing something different. Like, it always keeps you on top of your academics and going towards your goals, no matter what. And I can't even describe how much of a benefit it is to each individual. I would recommend it to anyone, anyone at all.
Paul, I mean, that must do your heart good to hear that coming from Chloe, does it?
Fantastic. Chloe was a fantastic student. She was in the Challenger programme and engaged with all the different kind of classes and the activities that we've done throughout the years in the Challenger programme. I have to say, Donny, one of the aspects too of the Challenger programme is, I know we're kind of focusing kind of a lot on the academics, you know, the support with the kind of the Irish, the English, the maths and all the rest of stuff. But I suppose in more normal years, we would have done multiple kind of cultural trips and end of year trips. So we've done, we kind of emphasize the fun aspects of it as well. And like we have in the past as well, we've done numerous different workshops on like coding and different things, public speaking. You know, there's kind of a raft of kind of different interactions and groups that we do. But we're kind of focusing on, yes, we have a lot of academic stuff we're looking to support students with. We're also looking to help, you know, it has to be a fun experience, you know, and fun for the groups and, you know, learning in a fun environment, I suppose.
Paul, it never ceases to amaze me when we get chatting the way time flies along, and we're almost out of it at the moment. But just something that I want to come back to that you mentioned there in passing, excuse me, I hope to be chatting in the coming weeks to Solace. Just on the thing of trades and apprenticeships, I would imagine that the openings and the vacancies in trades and apprenticeships must be huge at the moment.
Yeah, well, there is opportunities. I suppose it's with the apprenticeship system, Donny, it's finding the employer who's willing to take the young person on from the start, you know, and engaging with potential employers, so it is. But I would imagine, yes, the construction trade industry is gone through you know, a good phase, so it is. So I would imagine there is opportunities there for young people to engage with, you know.
Yep, and as you and I both know, when you have that piece of paper that qualifies you in a trade, you'll never be idle. And of course, the other thing about it is that the qualifications in this country, because of our education system, are widely recognised around the world, so you can go anywhere with it. Chloe, once again, thank you so much for joining me this morning. I know you were probably a little bit nervous about it, but the very, very best of luck to you with your future career in both Maynooth and going forward. Paul Hayes, Education Coordinator with the Northside Partnership. As always, Paul, an absolute pleasure. Best of luck this evening with the award ceremony. I presume, Paul, that you are going to continue delivering these courses online with a view to going back to person, maybe in the autumn?
Very much so, Donny. Like, yeah, we would like to get back to kind of groups in a classroom kind of environment, you know, so we would. But until, I suppose, we can do it in a safe way, then we'll be doing it through Zoom. Like, but we will be continuing to offer these supports to students, no matter through whatever medium it is, you know.
Paul Hayes, Education Coordinator with the Northside Partnership, and Chloe Kennedy, Challenger graduate and winner of the Larkin O'Hibon, it's in Irish, but I got my tongue around it, award. Thank you so much for joining me this morning, and the best of luck to both you and Paul. Thank you and everybody up in the Northside Partnership for the absolutely unbelievable work you do. Thanks a million, folks.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tommy. Thank you.
Bye-bye now. Bye-bye.
Dublin 90.3. This is Near FM.